You know what he said once? I doubt if there's anyone in Czechia who's more scared of the war than me. Only these two are still fighting. This one died. This one died also, and this one. This one was captured, and I don't know about him.
The deaths of so many of our friends mean that we no longer get the personal videos we used to. The war continues, but the videos we are watching now are 2, 3, 4 years old. These days we have to get most of our news by phone.
There's Ahmad on the phone to me. After I left Chechnya, I was often asked to phone another group and then tell Ahmad about their situation. I talked to him 2 or 3 hours before he died.
Old friends die and new ones are made. This is Mansour. I heard about him in Chechnya, but we only met in the UK. He was also a fighter, and he's the best cook amongst us.
Before the First War, I was a merchant. The Russians bombed civilians from the air, from tanks and artillery. I was captured and was brought somewhere and placed in a pit. It wasn't big enough to sit. You end up in some sort of bent position. They would take me out when they wanted to torture me. Wires are connected to different parts of your body, your genitals and tongue. While running electricity through your body, they would stand there laughing, watching you in pain. You just want to die. The beatings almost never stop, and they always put a plastic bag over your head. When you lose consciousness due to lack of oxygen, they resuscitate you so that you can feel the pain. It has affected me deeply. When I go to bed, it's normal for me to wake up 3 or 4 times a night because of nightmares. It happened about 3.5 years ago. But for me, it happened yesterday.
Their tactics leave us with no choice. We are fighting for our survival. The world has shut its eyes to us, stating that Chechnya is an internal matter for Russia.